I'm here at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Philadelphia near the city center on day two of the Democratic National Convention, where the delegates from California have met to cast their votes. And there's still a lot of dissension among delegates between the Bernie Sanders camp and the Hillary Clinton camp. There was a lot of booing, a lot of people drowning out speakers, chanting Bernie, 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 things like Bernie beats Trump, and that they will never vote for Hillary, or asking for Hillary to take stands against things like the TPP. I spoke with one Bernie Sanders delegate who explained to me why he and other Sanders delegates are feeling so distanced by their own party.
My name is Travis Traber. I'm from the 42nd Congressional District, so that actually includes Southwest Riverside County for me, so I'm from Lake Elsinore, and I'm here as a Bernie Sanders delegate.
And what has been happening for the last couple of days? Today is day two of the DNC. Yesterday, I think a lot of Bernie Sanders delegates sort of decided they weren't going to go along with what Sanders himself wanted. Were you one of them?
I was one of the less vocal ones, but I definitely am one of those people. So I don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. I plan on not voting for Hillary Clinton in November, just due to my conscience and the state that I live in. It just makes it for me that I don't need to vote for, and I don't feel that I should. I'm voting out of conscience, not on fear of Donald Trump. And in all honesty, the reason I'm here, and this is probably answering a completely different question, but I'm just going to say the honest opinion that I have. I'm here, and the Bernie Sanders people are pissed because we came in here at the DNC, right? They're shoving a candidate down our throat before we voted. We came here to vote. And it's almost like you're acknowledging that this whole process didn't happen with us. You had 46% of the Democratic Party come here. It should be a convention where we discuss policies, we discuss candidates, we discuss strengths for November. Because I don't want to see Donald Trump in office as a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't want that. And the reason I'm here is because I think Hillary Clinton will lose to Donald Trump in November. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm doing.
So yesterday meaning Monday, in an attempt to kind of forge some unity, the DNC distributed these signs that simply said, love Trump's hate. They didn't say the word Clinton or Sanders or anything. How do you respond to that? I noticed there was some creative defacing of them.
We've seen this slogan used by the Democratic Party for a lot of the primary cycle. So to a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters, it was basically a neutral Clinton sign. It had a fair bias, and that's the way we felt about it. And for those people that defaced it, I know there was a lot of people that weren't vocal because their prayer happened in the beginning. That was, and a lot of people felt it was disrespectful to boo during the prayer, just out of respect. I think people could do what they want, freedom of speech, that's fine. Don't disturb the prayer. However, shame on the DNC for putting a candidate in the prayer. Leave it neutral. This is a convention where 46% of the party believes something else. Don't shove something down our throat. But, a lot of the less vocal people used the sign as a way to protest in it without actually being vocal. So, and that's why you also saw tape over the mouth and all that kind of other stuff.
Right, people taped their mouths saying they'd been silenced. A lot of people attempting to make themselves heard anyway. And then there's just been a lot of pushback saying, we need unity. We need to, we need to compromise. This is how elections work. Basically implying that the Bernie delegates who are digging their heels in aren't aware of how elections work.
Well, have they seen the polls? Because right now, Hillary Clinton loses to independents. She loses to progressive left Democrats. She loses to conservative Republicans. She loses in almost every category. And let me tell you, Bernie Sanders actually just went in here and spoke. And Bernie Sanders said, people vote when they're afraid. Donald Trump's a pretty scary guy. I don't know, though, if we look at how the Republican Party is going right now, people also vote when they're angry. And he said those same exact words. People are angry, and it's time that we realize that this whole Trump thing isn't a fad. It's not just something that's happening. People are pissed off, and they have this nationalism pride that they're going for, and they think, screw the system, screw politics, we're done. And they're going to elect this reality TV show star as our next president. It's a horrifying thought, but they're the people that are going to vote. The Democrats, I don't think, realize Hillary's sinking. We've seen, traditionally, she never goes up in polls. She only goes down. She's down right now. As of yesterday, Silverman, the 538 polls showed her down 5%. this is July. What happens in November? So that's my thought on the whole thing. I don't know. Maybe we don't know elections, but do they look at anything else?
What do you make of the fact that Bernie Sanders was scheduled to speak on the very first night of the DNC instead of later in the DNC? Was that a way to assuage Bernie Sanders supporters, or was it in a way a slap in the face? Instead of headlining, he was kind of put up front.
I don't know if it was necessarily a slap in the face. I don't think it would be considered a slap in the face. I still think the matter of us having a candidate shoved down our throat before we cast a vote at the DNC was the biggest slap in the face. I think that's the thing that pushed Bernie Sanders people the most, is we came here to vote for Bernie Sanders, and before even any of that took place, it was, you're going to elect Hillary Clinton, we're going to elect Hillary Clinton, we're going to elect Hillary Clinton. What about this guy that just invigorated this party and instilled this amount of, you know, this generation of millennials that want to become active and involved in politics? You're shoving those people out of your party, and you're going to ruin this party for a generation of people. And it's insane to think that they're missing this concept of allowing people into your party and welcoming them instead of pushing back and stopping them from coming in. It's literally destroying a generation, and it's my generation, and I plan to stay with this party, believe it or not, because Bernie Sanders brought me into this screwed up system. I plan to stay here and fix it. So I want to make sure that we can actually go about doing that. And the way I see it, a lot of the people my age right now, they're just so disenfranchised. They feel that they have this voter apathy that never comes. They never want to vote. They don't think that matters. They don't think anything matters. But they saw Bernie Sanders, and they saw a sense of hope. And so when a party just shoots it down, that's going to be a lifelong lasting effect, and it's going to hurt.
Are you disappointed by Sanders himself? And I'm wondering what your response was to his speech on Monday night, where, you know, he basically was like, he didn't even say vote for Hillary Clinton because we can defeat Trump. He says, I believe in Hillary Clinton.
And I understand that. And I will never turn my back on Bernie Sanders, because he taught me so much in these last 15 months. Just values, philosophies, beliefs. And
did you know of Sanders before he...
I did not. I actually found out about him in August. We saw him at LA Sports Arena, and it was incredible. It was awesome. And I actually spoke to a Hillary delegate that saw him at the same time, and he's like, I almost was sold on Sanders because of that speech. It was so amazing. And so that's how that happened. I'm sorry, what was the other
question? The question was, were you disappointed by his speech at the DNC on Monday night?
So, no, for one reason. I think he's doing what he thinks is best. As a delegate, it's still my job to represent my constituents. I'm still going to vote for Senator Sanders. There's no doubt about that. I'm not mad that he endorsed Hillary Clinton, but the delegates are. So I am a delegate, so of course I am mad at that fact. However, when you're going about it and doing that, I think he thought he did what was best. But from my opinion, a vote for Hillary Clinton is basically setting up Donald Trump for a November win. So I understand why he did it. I don't like that he did it, but I'll say that he at least stuck to his guns, and we're voting today, and I just cast my vote for Senator Sanders for roll call tonight at the convention. So, you know, that's the main thing. He's always said, we're going to the convention. We're planning to vote here. We have voted here, and that's what we're doing.
So when the vote is tallied and you've played your part and it's probably going to be Clinton, what next for you?
I'm going to stay in the party. That's for me. I'm going to stay with the party. I'm going to try to transform this party. I think that's the best way that we have of doing it. I think the party is complete. Sorry for language, anything like that. I think it's complete. I think this convention has been more of so of an infomercial of what we've got from candidates, and obviously very biased. We saw the WikiLeaks. We saw, you know, how there was favoritism in that. That's kind of how I feel like the convention is right now. So I feel like the DNC as a whole needs to change the system and the party, and just the politics in America need to change. Politics in America shouldn't be about, you know, this or that. It should just be, let's talk about policy. Let's talk about substance. And if I've learned anything from Bernie Sanders, it's talk about the issues, discuss the issues, have heated debates. I did that with a Hillary delegate yesterday, and he's literally just like, all right, well, this guy's pretty awesome. And it's kind of like, yeah, if we get there, but I do have to say that discussion would have never happened without the booing. Because he asked me why I wasn't booing, and I told him, hey, we had direct orders from the campaign not to do that. I'm not going to do that because I respect the guy, I respect the campaign. But without that booing, we would have never talked. So
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that started the discussion. That segued into me discussing policies and issues and debating, you know, many Hillary delegates. And a lot of them, you know, I was never getting to. But there was some that, you know, they were kind of like, all right, we understand why you're mad. We understand why this isn't, we understand why you like this guy. And there's a lot of that that I haven't seen. In my area, you know, I've kind of seen people are like, well, he supported education, he supported healthcare. Kids like him. That's nothing. That's the tiniest thing about his campaign on why people like Bernie Sanders.
Now, when it comes to substance on Hillary Clinton, I found when I asked a lot of supporters that there was much less agreement with her on issues and much more of the rhetoric around first female president, highly qualified, paid her dues, has so much experience, et cetera, et cetera. Do you find that that's basically when you cut down to it, if you talk to people about issues, that the differences kind of slip away, and then Bernie and Hillary supporters often agree on the issues, but it's just about candidate and who sort of deserves to be there?
Yeah, I've heard she's a lot more qualified. I beg to differ. I believe Bernie Sanders would be one of our most qualified presidents that we could have, just looking at his elected official resume. That's what I'm looking at. You know, I believe that both candidates can be good, but when you really break it down, it comes to that. And I'm going to say something that the Democratic Party will probably hate. They consider themselves the Progressive Party, the People Party, the People's Party, the Working Party, right? I think, in all honesty, the reason they're pushing Hillary Clinton so hard, they have had the first African-American president. They'll have the first female president, it looks like, if she gets in. So I think they're pushing a narrative that they want to be the Progressive Party. They want to be the party of change. But I just, that's my deep down inside thought of why it's getting pushed so hard. Because I don't know. If it was anyone else other than Hillary Clinton, I think Bernie Sanders would be our nominee.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 22 years old.
So you've gotten involved in this political process very young. Is it fair to say that you might not have been involved in this party were it not for you discovering Sanders in August of last year?
Bernie Sanders made me do it.
So what did you also, by the way, make of Michelle Obama's speech? I mean, you were talking about how, you know, this country really has to achieve its potential. We, you know, there's so much improvement that we need. And while Michelle Obama's speech has been lauded as one of the greatest speeches ever given at a DNC, there was also a lot of that sort of American exceptionalism, the greatest country in the world. What do you make of that?
You know, I think you have to realize, and first off, Michelle Obama's speech was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Bernie people, even when she didn't mention Trump, she didn't do Bernie
and
people.
She didn't copy someone else's speech.
That, you know, that's a pretty important part. You know, I guess she could copy her own speech, though. It's been said at other conventions as well, I've heard. But anyways, she had a fantastic speech, and I think she was one person that actually tried to make the unification correctly. She did mention Hillary Clinton, but she did it in a very finesse, kind of just intelligent way. She included everyone, and that was really what I think Sanders supporters were looking for, is inclusion. Because it's kind of like, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. She was kind of like, look, we have this great guy over here. But then she segued into that, and it's kind of like, look, we have the acknowledgement. We have, you know, that's all I think we're looking for here is, hey, look what we did. And, you know, just respect us a little bit more, because I think what we did is accomplish a lot. Because I can tell you right now, in my area, in my Democratic Party, it's a low amount of people. There's a low amount of Democrats in my area. Bernie Sanders' campaign office had probably about 200, 300 different people come through that door, and we're a red district. Bernie Sanders brought out voters in our district that would not have voted. So it's an amazing thing to see when you see more people coming in and supporting Bernie Sanders. Even though we didn't win in the district, we definitely had some problems. That's a discussion for another time. But to see that happen, it instills this sense of hope, and it's an amazing feeling.
And finally, did you see the demonstrations that were happening outside on Monday? There were lots and lots of demonstrations, one in City Hall, one outside Wells Fargo. I mean, those were the two I attended, but I heard that there were many others.
I was actually out there most of the day. So instead of going to the workshops, I came out here to represent Bernie Sanders. I knew many people out there that worked on our campaign, you know, down from Maryland and Washington. You know, they drove down here. They flew out to California, the campaign, and helped us. So I'm going to go out there in the streets. I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them out there. I thought the protests were awesome. It's just so it's amazing being in that crowd of so many people all wanting the same thing, all saying the same thing, all in agreement on something. And, you know, that's one thing that I noticed, and I'll change the subject and go on a tangent because that seems like what I do. But there was one point in that room last night where everyone was unified. That's when Bernie Sanders had a 3-minute standing ovation from the entire crowd. That's when we saw the Democratic Party unified. So,
and that sort of is embodied in this chant that Bernie beats Trump.
Bernie beats Trump, currently in polls by about 20%. Hillary loses by 5. It's math.
Well, let's see what happens between now and November. Good luck to you. Thanks so much for spending this time with me.
Thank you so much.
Travis Traber is a delegate for Bernie Sanders from California. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.